Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Ah, jeez. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And Kyle, Kyle's with us. Kyle in Montana.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Kyle, you know, we received an email from one of our students and his wife, Al Gilbertson. And he lives in Florida, and he told us that he bought, because of listening to USA Prepares for 8 years, he decided to buy a farm. He was living in Honolulu, Hawaii, and he thought, you know, I guess maybe these guys are right. So sight unseen, he bought a 20-acre farm, and he loves it. One of the best moves he's ever made, except maybe for selecting his wife, or his wife selecting him, or mutually selecting each other. But other than that, it was one of the best moves he's ever made, and he loves it. And so I asked him to, if he'd give me his phone number, and I called him. And we talked about, you know, the farm, and he's going to call in. He's going to, you know, in a couple of weeks, he's going to be instructing us on some of the things that have happened to him and how this experience worked buying a farm, and maybe he can share those experiences and maybe remove a few jitters that people may have, you know, jumping ship from the toxic city environment to moving to the countryside. And one of the questions I asked him when I was on the phone with him, I said, so Al, what can I do? What can Vincent Finelli do to make the broadcast class better? And he responded, talk more about cars. And I thought, huh, that's easy to do. But I explained to him that's a catch-22 because some people say, hey, knock it off about cars. And other people say, more cars. So who better to broadcast with about cars than Kyle in Montana? What do you think?
Oh, me, Vince, you know, with you and I, it cracks me up. You know, it's kind of like grab a hold to the bar on a roller coaster, you know,
yeah,
and hang on.
Yeah. Yeah. So I decided, I was telling Jason, I was kind of chuckling when I was telling Jason, I explained that you and I were going to be talking about cars today and something that's near and dear to many of the wallets of us in the United States and probably around the world is rising fuel prices, absolutely out of control. You know, yesterday fuel was around four, national average around $4.10, $4.12, something like that, maybe even $4.17. Well, today it's $4.31. So it's gone up since yesterday. These percentages are just unheard of. So I opened this book, and there's an entire chapter in this book about saving fuel, increasing fuel economy. And temporarily, the book is called, this particular chapter is called Automobiles, Saving Fuel and Increasing Miles Per Gallon. USA Prepares Preparedness Book. So it's our book. So we can address these issues of how to save fuel. And I'm thinking that the entire two-hour class today will be about how to save fuel at these absolutely highest fuel prices this country has ever seen. So, Kyle, what do you think? You up for that?
Sure, you bet. I had one little thing that I've been working on, Vince, that is a tip for people that this is the best waterproofing boot balm that I have ever come across in my life, and it's homemade. And I'm going to give everybody the recipe of it and try it, because I have put it on 4 pair of my boots now, and it is the best waterproofer. It makes them more supple, and yet they not so greasy that when you wear them, you lose the support around your ankles. And so, anyway, I was just going to put that out there, and we can talk about cars all week, you know. But so the recipe is 1 ounce of pure beeswax, 1 ounce of cocoa butter, and 3 ounces of castor oil. And you would gently and over a double broiler melt your beeswax and cocoa butter together, and then you pour the 3 ounces of castor oil in there. So I'll go over it one real quick one more time. 1 part beeswax, 1 ounce, 1 ounce of cocoa butter, and 3 ounces of castor oil. And mix that together, and then pour it into a container. I have one of my boot cream that I had used up containers, and it just filled that up perfectly. So anyway, and then I warmed that up on the wood stove or setting it somewhere to warm up before I'll put it on the boots. But dry leather just soaks this stuff up like I can't believe. It's not my idea. I come across it on a YouTube video a while back, and I just decided to try it, but it is amazing. But we can go, yes, in fact, about cars. So I just bought one because of this gas, and I had my daughter buy one as well because she has to commute about 15 miles to work, and we live, you know, 25 miles away from town in most businesses. So I wanted to get something to be ahead of this curve of the high fuel prices. So I hunted around and found a second owner that had a little Honda Fit for my daughter with a little 1.5 engine. And they average about 36 miles to the gallon approximately on the highway. Had almost brand new tires on it, really good shape. Has a few more miles on it, but it has had a lot of work done to it, and so it did really well. And then I bought about, I don't know, 3 days ago, I bought a little 06 Toyota Corolla with a 1.8 in it, the little 1.8 four-cylinder, which is one of the best four-cylinder engines that Toyota ever built. And I filled it up, and I had to travel to get it a ways. And so I filled it up in the city where I bought it, and then I drove it until I got to my little town. And as soon as I got here, I just wanted to see what it was doing, total highway driving, how good it was, just total highway, not stop-start or anything. But this is a mountainous area, so I had quite a few mountains to go up and down and all that stuff and braking around corners and that kind of thing. But still, it was pretty much straight road driving. And I got 39.94 miles per gallon out of that little car. And I was just so impressed and so grateful to land it. I got it for about $2,000 underneath the going price around this area. But anyway, we can go, like I said, go for your tips and everything, too, because I'm fixing to do the same kind of things to this little car and see if I can eke out a little bit more.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can. And I think, yeah. Class, all of you are going to be able to eke out more miles per gallon, increase your fuel economy with some of the tips that you're going to learn within this 2-hour broadcast. And by the way, if you don't, you can submit your request for a complete refund for the cost of this class. There is an address on the bottom of your radio, so just turn it over, fill that out, send in your request, and we'll process that. Okay, so number one, if it's possible, try not using your air conditioner, okay, especially in stop-and-go traffic. The air conditioning system in most vehicles consumes about 7 horsepower. Now, that may not seem like a lot. So if you are in a vehicle that has a 200-horsepower engine, you might be thinking, you know, what, 7 horsepower, that's nothing. Well, actually, it is, because 200 horsepower would be at absolute wide-open maximum RPM range for delivering horsepower, and that's not what you're doing. You're using a much lower amount of horsepower to move your vehicle, unless you're on a drag strip or in a race course. But in normal driving, you're not using nowhere near the maximum horsepower. And by the way, cars' horsepower is typically rated without any engine accessories. So, for example, a cooling fan, that's not connected. The water pump, that's not connected. The alternator, that's not connected. The drive belts, that's not connected. So there's you don't have anywhere near the amount of horsepower that you think you have when you put that engine in the car. Okay? So use air conditioning sparingly. And what you'll find out, and I've tested this, at highway speeds, you will get actually slightly better mileage with the air conditioning on and the windows up than if you have the air conditioning off and the windows down. And that's because of the turbulence that's caused by the air rushing in through the windows, hitting the back window, the seats, and all the turbulence that's caused by that air moving in through the windows and the extra turbulence that's caused outside the car. So that extra drag is, you're better off closing the windows and using the air conditioning at highway speeds. But if you're in stop-and-go city traffic and you can stand it, you're better off with the windows down. So the windows down causes a significant amount of drag. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Yep, you'll catch, I don't know how many people have ever can remember it, but if you have papers and you put them on the back window of your car and you open the windows up, they'll get blown out. And so basically what you're producing is a small parachute, like a drag chute on a dragster.
That's exactly right. And that's why they use them. They use parachutes to slow down a dragster because the brakes are insufficient to slow that vehicle down by themselves. They didn't put a parachute on there just for fun. They put it on there because the dragster needs that parachute to slow down. Next thing is you can tint your windows. Okay, so if your vehicle doesn't have tinted windows, and not all of our vehicles came with a significant amount of tinting. We have a couple 1968 cars that barely had tinting at all. So if you have an older vehicle, it doesn't have to be a 1968, even in the 70s and 80s, windows weren't tinted very much, that if you live in an area that's really, really hot, if you tint your windows, you do a couple things. One, you reduce the heat load inside the cabin of your vehicle so that the air conditioning system doesn't have to cool off the seats, the floor, and the dash, and the steering wheel, and everything else in the car as much if you have window tinting. So that's one other tip. And also, if you tint your windows, the interior will last a lot longer if you park it in the sun. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Saving fuel, increasing your automobile economy. I mentioned tinting windows to reduce the heat load that your air conditioner would have to remove in order to make the cabin more comfortable. So by preventing the solar rays from entering your vehicle and warming up the seats, the floor of the dash, the instrumentation, and whatever cargo you may have in your vehicle, by tinting the windows, you'll reduce that air conditioning load, and by not running the compressor as much, you will save fuel because your compressor is probably one of the largest consumers of energy within your car or truck or light truck. Kyle, any comments?
Not really, Vince. Nope, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. Then if you look at your dashboard, class, there are all kinds of control systems to manage your heating and cooling system. So you have the defroster, you have vent, which just takes air from the outside, typically from right in front of the windshield where the windshield wipers are. It takes air from there, outside air, and the pressure at the point where the windshield meets the hood is a higher pressure area, and air will come running in there into your cabin. Well, and then there are exhaust ports. And where are they? Well, where you reach for the door handle, where the door handle opens into the door, there's an opening there. Air that comes into your cabin runs out there, okay? And it runs out there, and it goes through the door cavity, and there are usually some vents on the door to let the air that is once was in the cabin exit the gap between the door and the door pillars. Okay. And that's great, because what it does is it also removes the moisture that collects inside the door so that the doors don't rust at the bottom of the doors as quickly as they would if air were not allowed to pass through the door skins, the inside and the outside skins. There are also some escape areas for air to leave your vehicle in the back of the car, sometimes under the seats. There are lots of passages for air to leave. Well, when you there's a couple settings for your air conditioning system. One is to recirculate the air. What that means is you're not taking outside air and putting it into the cabin. You are recirculating the air that's within the cabin. But you don't recirculate 100% of the air, otherwise you'd asphyxiate. So some percentage, maybe 10% of outside air, is mixed with the inside air. So you may find that recirculation is the best approach to save fuel at some temperatures and some speeds. I don't like to do that, though. I want fresh air to enter the cabin, unless I'm behind, you know, the equivalent of a bus that's choking me. Then I want to close and recirculate the air. So you can make that decision accordingly. And some dashboard controls allow you to turn the compressor on and off. So there's a button, like in the Chevy pickup trucks. There's a button that you push and a little LED lights up to tell you that the air conditioning compressor is on. When that compressor is on, you're using more fuel. And also there are other settings. So, for example, some of the settings that control the direction of the airflow, whether it be at your feet, under the dash, whether it be coming right out of the dash, whether it be aimed at the windshield or a combination thereof, some of those settings may turn on the compressor automatically. So, for example, the defrost setting. When you turn on the defrost setting in most vehicles, the air conditioning compressor is engaged, turned on, even in the winter. And the idea is the air conditioning compressor and the evaporator will, by cooling the evaporator fins in the air conditioning ductwork, it will remove some moisture. So it will help with the defrosting of the inside of, or defogging the inside windows. But the compressor is running under those settings. So I suggest you look at your owner's manual to figure out which settings turn the compressor on and which settings leave the compressor off. Kyle, your comments.
Yeah, and on some vehicles, you will have all the way to the right on the dial where it tells you defrost. The one up from defrost will show it blowing on your feet and defrost. Anything that says defrost almost always turns on the air compressor. You're not air compressor, you're condensing compressor.
Yep. It turns on your air conditioning compressor. So 7 horsepower every time you do that. And, of course, that puts an additional strain on the serpentine belt or the V-belt if you have an older vehicle. So more strain, more fuel, lower miles per gallon when the air conditioning is running, unless you're at highway speeds and it's real hot outside.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although not authorized to set any policies, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland with President Andrzej Duda to discuss Russia's violent invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a press conference, Vice President Harris.
I want to be very clear. The United States and Poland are united in what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Polish President Duda via a translator.
Attacking Georgia in 2008 and attacking part of Ukraine in 2014, I knew that this appetite, this imperial appetite, will grow.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Thursday said that Russia's economy was experiencing a shock and that measures were being taken to soften the impact. He told reporters it's very hard to forecast anything. The Moscow Exchange stock market remains closed. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Republican Representative Pete Sessions from Texas was on Newsmax last night. He's warning Americans expect to pay $10 a gallon for gas, which he says will make socialists very happy in America. The congressman blamed the Biden administration for being followers, not leaders.
Well, the tipping point really, I think, has come to Washington, D.C. The members all receiving calls from constituents, placing great pressure. But the bottom line is that the White House continues to make what I think are poor decisions and decisions that relegate America to being one of the boys instead of the leader in the world. And America is sitting back and watching. This president has decided not to be the leader, but simply to communicate what he sees happening.
Mr. Sessions went on to say, with the ban on importing Russian oil and gas, the Biden administration is now forced to go to nations like Iran and Venezuela to buy energy. As long as there are computers, there will always be someone trying to get inside. Lucky for us Windows users, Microsoft has just squashed another laundry list of hacks. If you own a PC and you haven't installed this update yet, you're going to want to do so as soon as possible. Microsoft released its March 2022 patch on Tuesday. The update contains patches for 71 known vulnerabilities, ranging from elevation of privilege, denial of service, and spoofing. Plus, the company fixed 21 vulnerabilities in their web browser, Microsoft Edge. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I'm here. Just made it. So we're talking about fuel economy and increasing your miles per gallon. Kyle, I noticed that when you talked about the two vehicles that you bought, not one of them was one of these big new trucks with the big front ends that are just impossible to push through the air, right? You didn't buy one of those. You bought two vehicles with small engines, lightweight, aerodynamic, right?
Exactly true, yep. I have a three-quarter ton four-wheel drive truck. You know, Scripture says, and I'm paraphrasing here, that the ox will eat a lot, but the ox can get a lot of work done. And so there are certain things that I need that three-quarter ton long box pickup truck for. And so I keep it, and I keep non-ethanol preserved gasoline in it because I don't drive it very often. And the same thing is true for my other truck that is a plow truck. I keep non-ethanol preserved gasoline in it as well. But people are going to have to get lean and get out of debt if they're going to survive, just like we heard on the news there. If that senator is correct and we see $10 a gallon gasoline by the end of the year, there's going to be a whole new way of thinking. And I think gas hog type SUVs, unless you have a dire need for one, like, you know, 7 or 8 kids and you need a Suburban, I think you're going to, those kind of vehicles are going to be worth, you know, a song, and you'll be able to sing it yourself.
Well, that's what happened in 1973 and 1974. You know, the Volkswagen used to have these vehicles they called, the Volkswagen called them Beetles. We called them Bugs. And they used to get, you know, around 30 miles to the gallon. People were swapping a brand new Cadillac. Now, that was a land yacht back in the 70s. Cadillac was a really heavy vehicle with about a 470 cubic inch engine. I mean, massive engine, 10 miles per gallon. People could not get the fuel. So what they were willing to trade was all that luxury and comfort and style and et cetera for basic transportation in a Volkswagen. So you're absolutely correct. One of the things that is controversial, and I disagree with this, and we've never talked about this, but some people say that using a cruise control when you're on the highway will give you more miles per gallon. I don't believe that's the case with me behind the wheel because I inertia drive. What that means, class, is if I'm going downhill, I don't look at the bumper in front of me. I look way, way, way farther ahead than that. And I anticipate the conditions that I'm going to experience. So if you look farther away, you'll be able to see what's close to you once you learn how to do that. So you'll see that bumper in front of you, even though you're looking 20 cars ahead, okay, or a quarter of a mile ahead. You just have to learn how to do that. By the way, don't believe anything I say or anything that we say. Use your own judgment and do your own research. Especially, don't even believe the things that we talk about in the book that we're describing and the concepts to save fuel. So, inertia driving, my definition of inertia driving is I anticipate what's coming. So if I'm going downhill and I know that I'm going to be going up a hill right after I go down a hill, I will start to accelerate slowly going downhill. So I've got an increased speed to go uphill. And everybody does that when they ride a bicycle. Nobody slows down going down a hill, you know, so that you can pump those pedals harder to go up the hill. We all use inertia bicycling, right? So I don't use cruise control because cruise control does not anticipate the changes that inertia driving allows you to anticipate. So I believe I get more miles per gallon without cruise control. And I don't like the idea of that car taking over the accelerator pedal. I don't want it to do that. I want to be in control. Kyle, your comments.
Yeah, all my cars, Vince, that had cruise control, it's in brand new condition because I never use it either. I never want to be without the control of the car. And I agree with you completely. I do exactly the same thing. I will coast if it's a long hill. I will coast and, you know, use the brake very sparingly, depending on the traffic and the conditions. And then when I get closer to the bottom of the hill, I will try to speed up maybe 4 miles. This is me. I'll try to maybe get if I know the hill's coming and it's a big one, I'll try to get maybe 4 miles per hour faster than the speed limit slightly to be able to climb that hill a little easier and use less gas. I do that. It's just like and learning to look a quarter mile, half mile, or down the road, you can save yourself so much trouble especially in this neck of the woods where there's deer everywhere. Sometimes they will come right out of the ditch, like in, you know, 20 feet from you. But most of the time, they're crossing out there about a quarter of a mile ahead of you. They're getting out there, and usually when there's one, there's two or three or four sometimes. So learning how to do that so you can slow down and before you ever get there, especially if the conditions are bad, will really save your bacon.
And I missed that part about in the news about $10 per gallon gasoline by the end of the year. Yesterday I said that I believe that we can hit $12 to $15 a gallon soon. Now, I don't know if that would be by the end of the year or slightly after. It depends on how this war continues with Russia and Ukraine and how we get pulled into it. The guy with the big charity pulled us into it. So expect higher fuel prices and expect this to alter your style of living. Whatever that may be, it's going to change. Unless you have unlimited pockets and unlimited wealth, your lifestyle is going to change as a result of higher gas prices, because that will manifest in everything. The cost of eggs, the cost of garbage pickup, the cost of everything that you buy, use, wear, dispose of, everything's going to go up, okay, as a result of the increased fuel costs. Okay, so the next is, where do you select your transmission? So, for example, some vehicles, and we have, and all of our vehicles are old, by the way. And by the way, I noticed that Kyle did not buy a brand new 2022 anything. I don't think that was even a consideration. Is that correct, Kyle?
No.
You didn't even consider
correct.
A new anything.
Yeah, and yep, exactly. If I could have, this one was an 06, and then my daughter's was an 07. So anyway, and that's about as new as I pop. This is the newest car. This 06 that I've got right now is the newest car I've ever owned.
And once you get past 06, 07, you're in for a rude awakening class in terms of sensors and failure points. You won't believe how failure-prone these new vehicles are. And people buy them because they say, well, they're new, you know, they're not going to break. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Okay, next item, transmission selector. So, for example, a Mercedes, we have a 2000 model Mercedes, and it has a transmission selector between the seats on the console. And it's got, you know, standard park, you know, neutral reverse, drive. Now, if you move that gear shift lever to the right, you can upshift. If you move it to the left, you can downshift. So you can say, well, and you can do it by accident. What I'm saying is you can be, if you have a four-speed transmission, you can be in fourth gear, tap that lever to the left, and now you're in third gear, which means that your engine's going to have more revolutions per mile, which means you're going to have more fuel consumption. You'll use more fuel. So if you have a tachometer, pay attention to that and look at where the tachometer is for a specific miles per hour. So, for example, in a Mercedes, you might be at, let's say, 60 miles an hour. You might be at 2,500 RPM. In my old Chevy pickup truck, which is a 2001, at 60 miles an hour, I'm going to be closer to 1,700 RPM. So the engines are designed differently, and they have their sweet spots. So you're going to want to find out where you get your most miles per gallon at, you know, what speed. So that's something that you ought to consider. And you want to be in the highest gear possible without lugging the engine. Lugging the engine is where the engine is running at way too low of an RPM for that speed. So if you're going uphill in a high gear, let's say fourth gear or fifth gear if you have a standard transmission, if you're going uphill, that you can feel that engine is straining, the RPM is too low, and it really hammers the rod bearings. It's really rough on the engine if you do that. So you want to find the sweet spot for your particular engine. You don't want to over-rev it. Over-revving it is more revolutions per minute per mile, which costs more fuel to do that. So when you hear people, you know, revving the engine going down the street, they're using way more fuel than they need to. You want to be in the highest gear possible for that particular speed without lugging the engine. Kyle?
Yeah, and you know, racing from one stoplight to the next one, and all of those RPMs that you're revving the engine up, that burns. It burns gasoline way more. The stop, when you start out with your vehicle just to start, you burn more gasoline getting that big hunk of steel moving than you do when you're maintaining it down the road, when it's just pushing down the road. And when you run up to the stoplight and hit the brakes real hard, you're burning off more brake material and creating heat on the rotors and costing you more gas mileage. So it's really important to slow down, calm down, and drive with some common sense and think about what it is you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish.
I had a teacher. He's a great guy, and this was in high school. And he said, you know, when you're driving, it's exactly what you just said, Kyle. Just different words, same concept. He said, when you're driving, if you are in a hurry and you are riding that guy's tail in the car in front of you, if you're riding his tail, it just creates stress, and you're not going to get there any faster. So what you do, and you're just going to burn more fuel doing it. You're going to wear out your brakes faster. You're going to use more fuel, trying to maintain that real short distance between your front bumper and that guy's rear bumper. So what you do is back off, and it's something that you have to learn how to do, because most drivers don't do it. Most drivers are right on the bumper of the car in front of them. Okay, so what you do is you back off 3 or 4 times the normal length that other drivers keep that distance. You keep it 4 times, 3 or 4 times more than they do. And you'll find out that you'll be much more relaxed, and you'll use less fuel, and you'll wear out your car and brakes and everything less by keeping distance. Because then you can employ and deploy the inertia driving techniques that Kyle and I have been talking about. The thing that kills miles per gallon is stop and go and hard acceleration. City driving and hard acceleration can cost you 20% in gas mileage. Just look at the city versus the combined versus the highway miles per gallon ratings of vehicles. You'll see it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And Greg's calling in. Greg Lesher. Greg, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vincent. I wanted to mention something. If people have an old carburetor type engine, I've got a 1980 F-150. It's got the old carburetor on. It's the third engine I put in it. But anyway, there's something that it might interest you. It's called wood gas. And back in the Depression and back during World War II, the Civil Defense actually put out a manual on how to make a stove that you can use in your vehicle for wood gas. And what it is it's a stove within a stove, and in that inner stove burns or is some wood that smokes. Now, this smoke, which is unburned fuel, would run through a little filter, and then it would run through a cooler and right directly into your carburetor. Now, the carburetor and the engine will run off of wood smoke, just like it will run off of gasoline. In fact, there is a guy that's running coast to coast with an old pickup truck. I don't know if he's still doing it, but he wouldn't spend a penny on gasoline, a penny on fuel. He would stop at the high school, you know, shops and get their scraps and sawdust or whatever they had. Or, if worse comes to worse, he could go out and pull grass. But either way,
you're right. You're absolutely right.
Regulation. I was just going to say, the only regulation they had was don't start it in your garage because people were dying of asphyxiation.
Yeah. So we had demonstrations and discussions and seminars on that at our Get Prepared Expo. And class, if you've ever watched Combat, that 1960s series of a U.S. Army squad, infantry squad, reconnaissance squad, fighting in France toward the end of World War II, you will see an episode where they have an old pickup truck from the 30s, and on the side, on the passenger side, you will see a flame. They literally have a wood stove stuck on the side of this truck burning wood to create the hydrocarbon gases that were plumbed into the carburetor to run this truck. No kidding. Greg is absolutely positively correct. Greg, hey, I appreciate your call. We're going to see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
For hour number one.
We can talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. But just keep that in mind, people. At $10 a gallon, it's worth building a stove.
at least $10 a gallon, right? Yeah.
That's right, great, at least.
Great tip for the do-it-yourselfer. Thank you, Craig.
Well, the Mother Earth News.
Yeah, Mother Earth News, yeah. Okay, that was Greg. Kyle is with us. Kyle, we're up to page, we haven't completed page 3, and I thought it was going to be, it's actually 31 pages of tips on how to save fuel and increase the economy. So one of the things that you can think about, class, is slowing down. So the faster your car travels, the more fuel you're using because the engine has to work harder to push the car through the air. So that's aerodynamic drag, if you will. So you could use up to a third more fuel traveling at high speeds compared to reasonable speeds. And here's an example. A vehicle that is, for every mile per hour faster than 60 miles per hour you travel, a typical vehicle will use about 1% more fuel. So 70, from 60 to 70, 10% more fuel. And that's for gasoline-powered vehicles. Now, if you want to know what, that's the sweet, oh, so the sweet spot for gasoline-powered vehicles is, let me think, that'd be 55 miles per hour. Now, why is that? Well, the federal government during the 1970s, during the Arab oil embargo, reduced the speed limits nationally. The fastest you could go on highways was, sometimes it was 70, sometimes it was 65. It was reduced to 55 miles per hour because that's the sweet spot on the highway. That's where most vehicles get the most miles per gallon on the highway. Okay? And so if you look around, there are a lot of speed limits that are 55 miles an hour. And that's the reason why. Now, the sweet spot is 55 for most vehicles, but not for electric cars. What would you think the sweet spot for the maximum distance you could travel at what speed would be the maximum distance you could travel on a charge with an electric car? You're going to be shocked. It's 25 miles an hour. So when these electric cars have problems charging, they're going to figure out that the sweet spot's 25 miles per hour, and they're going to slow down everybody. One more reason to not permit these electric vehicles on the road, let alone it's gonna collapse the grid. And with all of the self-driving features, more crashes, etc. Bottom line, the faster you go, the lower your miles per gallon. Kyle, any quick comments in the last 20 seconds of this hour?
No, not nothing. I've got some more things. It's going to take a little more time on the other side.
Okay, very good. You want to just give the topics quickly before we leave this segment?
Well, tire pressure and learning how your engine operates at the takeoff and when it changes gears.
Great, great. And those are in the book as well.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.